cooking something up with me.
Yeah, when we are the men we want to be, we are much more attractive to women, for sure. Hey, welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, Dad's Point of View. I'm guest host Wayne Levine of BetterMenCoaching.com. Bruce is buried under some powder up in British Columbia. You know, push the button. Get rescued, Bruce. We're talking here about men and about making changes as men, fathers, and husbands while in a long-term relationship. This is Chapter 2 of our look at men's work, men's coaching, and men's groups. Joining us is Mike from the Midwest and Leslie from Southern California. Hello, men.
Hello, Wayne.
Yeah. Thanks for your commitment to the work and for honoring your commitment to share your stories with our listeners today. So you guys were both in a committed long-term relationship when you came to this work, when you joined a group, when you did your men's weekend. So we're going to start with you, Mike. Just tell us a little bit about where you were. What prompted you to travel from the Midwest out to California to do your men's weekend?
Well, like you said, I was in a committed long-term relationship, but it was a little rocky. And about 2.5 years ago, my wife bought me your book, Hold On To Your Nuts. I read it. I thought it was great, but I didn't really do anything with it for another couple months until she brought it up. It didn't seem like it did any good because I hadn't made any changes. So I read it again, and when I went to the back, of course, there was the stuff for the better man, and I got a hold of Wayne and got in a men's phone group. And they coerced me into going to the weekend.
You mean we supported you to be
you
the man?
Supported my decision. That's right.
That's right. Richard? Can you bleep that word, coerce? All right, keep going, Mike.
Anyway, I went to the weekend, and it's the best thing I ever did. What I was missing was the committed relationships with men, with initiated men. And that brought all that together for me.
Yeah,
because, so that's how I got into the work.
Right on, because as we go on day to day in our relationships with our women, whether you're married or not, and our relationships with our kids and our parents, we need support all the time. We're not really aware of how we're not showing up as the best men we can be. And when you bring the details of your life to other men whom you trust, you get feedback that you would never imagine, and it allows you to make adjustments and go home and do a better job. And Leslie, you have learned an awful lot being with the men, and I know, because we meet each week in the men's group, it has changed the nature of your relationship with your girl.
Most definitely. I had, I don't know if you want some background or history, but it was in a committed relationship, and thought that I was going out of my mind. Things were happening. My woman was doing certain things, and for some reason I kept making up stories in my head about what she was doing or why she was doing it, or maybe she was out to get me. And until I really committed to the men's work, and I used the same word, coerced to do a weekend, or supported to go to the weekend, which was life-changing, I didn't have those same male relationships that we always talk about. It's difficult, I think, it was difficult for me in the past, and I think it's difficult for most men to find some real trust and an ability to have some sort of intimate relationship with other men that you can talk and bare your soul and feel supported and realize that you're not the one going crazy. It's not you. It's all of us. And by just talking to other guys and having that support has made a huge difference in my life and my relationship.
Right on. In relationships, men will often blame their wives for the problems that they're having. And they may come to this work starting there. But as they learn quickly, it's not about the women. It's not about blaming them. It's all about us. I mean, my point of view is we got to take 100% responsibility for how we're showing up, because the women, the children, everybody in our lives respond to us. When we're in a good place, when we're feeling good about ourselves, when we're not needy, everyone responds differently because they're getting you. They're getting your presence in a way that they don't when you're being a little boy, when you're stomping your feet, when you want your women to read your mind, when you're not getting what you want, all the ridiculous things that men do because they have not grown up yet. And you guys both mentioned being coerced to go to the weekend. The fact of the matter is it's very difficult for men to come to this work. And you don't have any idea what the value is until you finally have your ass dragged to something like this and you realize, wow, I had no idea what I was missing in my life. And but you guys have figured that out. Mike, tell me now that, you know, your relationship has changed and you're on solid ground, why do you stick with it? And tell me, it's just something maybe that's happened recently that keeps you connected to the man.
Very recently, about a month ago, I found out that I was being laid off from my job, which was quite a shock, especially at 60, having to get back in the job market. And I was able to talk to the men on our weekly call and get a lot of support around that. Before I was connected with the man, I would have been freaked out and probably depressed and feeling sorry for myself. But with the men around to support me and to tell me not to have a pity party. You know, I'm able to move forward. I'm still not employed, but I'm looking and I'm positive. So they really made a big difference in that.
Yeah, terrific. That's a great example. Leslie, I know that you used to ride your girlfriend's emotional roller coaster, which is just a trap that a lot of guys get into, but you don't seem to be doing that as much anymore.
Correct. Just something I've picked up through the men, which is the with my history, being raised in an all-woman household, it was very important for me to please or to manage or to feel responsible for the emotions of the women in my life. And that's a very common thing, what I've learned over the years from other men. And through the men's work, I've been able to really kind of let that stuff go and realize that I'm me and she's her. We're always going to be two different people, and I have to be okay that she's not okay. I've really worked hard to do that, and it has helped tremendously to not be on that wild ride. And to really be present for myself and understand that if she's going through something, it's not mine to fix. In fact, I think it's more of a detriment when I try to do that than anything else. I have to give her the opportunity to have the same growth that I've had by dealing with my stuff and working through it. And it's really turned around.
Yeah, that's right on. You know, one thing we often say is when in doubt, shut up. Good advice for the men. And the other thing I just want to mention is that we have a lot of fun when we're on the phone, when we're in a group, when we're at our weekends. You have a lot of fun with men who you really trust. So listen, thank you guys for calling in. We are about to go to a break. I really appreciate it. We'll be back in our next chapter talking about men and divorce. This is Wayne Levine of BetterManCoaching.com on the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Yeah.